Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Footsie Blair. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Huey Kritz. Batting second. The left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. And now, play ball. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. Wilson reaches second base with a double. English goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a pop-up towards short. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lindstrom. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Lindstrom steals second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Root covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hartnett. The throw from O'Farrell and he is out, Kritz applying the tag. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott, who is chasing the ball. Blair reaches third base with a triple. Root goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. English is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a line drive towards short. Beck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kritz hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Giants. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ott. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Beck applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Root strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kyler is hit by the pitch. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kritz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0-for-2 in the game. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Leach is hit by the pitch. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lindstrom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-2 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Root hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. English takes first base on ball 4. Blair moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Allen reaches second base with a double. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0-for-3 in the game. Kritz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 3 in the game. Grimm bunts towards third. Lindstrom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson moves to third. Stevenson moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Stevenson tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-3, Giants. Chick Tolson pinch hits for Clyde Beck. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson hits a fly ball towards left. Leach catches it and throws to home to double up Stevenson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Les Bell now playing third base. Woody English now playing shortstop. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Blair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Taylor pinch hits for Charlie Root. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. English hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taylor moves to third. Blair moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Critt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taylor scores. Blair moves to third. English moves to second. It's Cubs, 4, Giants, 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-4, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Guy Bush now pitching. Shanti Hogan pinch hits for Travis Jackson. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Cubs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Roetger pinch hits for Carl Hubbell. Wally Roetger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0-for-4 in the game. Kritz hits a line drive into center field. Wilson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wilson. Kritz moves to second. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and New York Giants, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.